Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans. Now, stay in your seat. We've got one right here, right now. We're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Jeff Pelletier, who is the Chief Effectiveness Officer of Becoming Great Enterprises. He is a true innovator in helping people and organizations fulfill their potential. Jeff is an accomplished business and professional coach, working especially well with entrepreneurs in emerging businesses and small to mid-sized companies. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Mitchell, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, this was one of my favorite green room conversations ever. Mm. We were laughing and we said, and listen, it's time to start. I want the audience to get to know you through your customer point of pain. What is your CPOP?
My CPOP is life's transitions.
Think about that. Guys, think about what's happened to us recently where the world was essentially slapped on the side of the face. What's happened is in the old days, we lived in a village. In the village, we all knew each other. We all had credibility. We all had the ability to interact effectively. We entered into the industrial age, and the systems, the processes, the education, the way work was set up was focused on something which is not where we're going back to, which is in essence the global village. And we were slapped in the face one day and said, hey, everything you've been doing is not actually right and needs to change. I mean, the entire world's going through a humongous life transition. Mm-hmm. Jeff, tell me more.
Well, life's transitions are the things that when life makes you move, it makes you turn direction. It all of a sudden there's a roadblock. All of a sudden there's a crevice in the path, and you have to do something different. You have to make a change. They can be positive things or they can be negative things. So someone could die, someone close to you. Someone could be born close to you. You could lose a job, get a job. You could get promoted. You could start school. You could graduate. All of these are transitions in life.
And how do you serve? What is it? How do you show up? What are the tools or processes?
The way that I help people through life transitions is to help them develop and understand that they have a constant in them. And that constant is composed of the two most important words they'll ever know about themselves. And I call it life's core purpose. Your life's core purpose is composed of two words. One of them is in your head. One of them is in your heart. When those two words come together and make one and become one single principle that operates your life, anything can happen to you. You know what to do to get through it.
I got it. And then you have a online program, and you also support coaches.
That's right. Our program can be done alone or with a coach. So some people just don't want a coach. They don't want the expense. They don't want the time spent with a coach. They want to do it alone. So we've developed videos to help people apply what they learn in their own life on their own, or it can be done with a coach.
So I'm going to say yes, and my guess is a coach is going to help you, and it may make sense to go that way. Could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, the way we have Mitchell, I started my career on the business side of life in corporate America with companies like General Mills and other companies like that. And my focus was on the performance of those companies and how effective they were and how well they executed and the way they treated people and the way they hired people. And I wanted corporate America to be amazing. And something happened to me. I realized that the ones that are great are going to be great. The ones that are not great are not going to be great, and there's very little I can do about it. So I shifted my focus on the person. I shifted my focus from a group, from the corporate side, to the person side. And I find myself much more effective working with individuals than I ever did working with a corporation.
And how many people have you touched, and where's your program today?
Well, we don't do the McDonald's thing, 25 billion served. We don't do that. But it's been thousands of people. It's currently in there's a university here in town called Bethel University. It's been around since 1857. It's a huge organization. Our program, Life Score Purpose, is in the MBA and Masters of Strategic Leadership adult graduate program in that school.
Got it. And you have a bunch of other people using it too, which was...
Yes, we do. It's cool. In churches. It's in... A lot of individuals have taken it. I think we could help corporate America with it, believe it or not, but the jury might be out on that. I don't know.
Well, of course you could. And Jeff, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
That's a great question. We've created a self-paced, self-guided self-discovery process where people go online, and Vimeo is our current place, or they can go to our website, lifescorepurpose.com.
Oh, no, that's your program and how it's executed. But yeah. How do people see you?
How do they see me? Oh, okay. So we have a pretty strong presence on LinkedIn, strong presence on Facebook, Twitter. I do a podcast called Purposeful Leadership, and I send out a newsletter also called Purposeful Leadership.
And I think the one thing I'd like to add to that is what I thoroughly enjoyed about our conversation and who you are as a human is your ability to have seen, observed, and translated human behavior in such a way that you actually can create a course. Like, you learn and grow every day from other people.
That's right. That's right. If I'm not learning, I'm dying. That's right. Yeah. It's very important. It's very important to grow. If you're green, you're growing. If you're ripe, you're rot. So I'm always moving forward with my life all the time.
I thought you were going to say, I'm always green. So, hey, listen, if you're listening or you're watching this and you're in a life transition, which we all are, you're going to want to reach out to Jeff. Jeff, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
The best way for them to reach out to me, Mitchell, is lifescorepurpose.com without an apostrophe, lifescorepurpose.com.
Beautiful. Thanks. And if you're at this stage of the interview, you know how important Jeff's message is. Jeff, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us.
My pleasure.
And for everyone else, click on the like button and share this with a friend that you know needs it. And we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.